A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you did not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. This is undoubtedly one of those texts that is abundantly clear and really requires no further reflection. The message looms large. Take a look at yourself before you become too critical of your neighbor. There may be no text in the New Testament more clear, although there are some others equally clear, such as Jesus' admonition, "Do not judge." But here the imagery is graphic, even perhaps in some ways a little humorous if we attempt to visualize it. Why are you so concerned about the toothpick in your brother's or sister's eye when you don't even notice the 2x4 in your own? It's that kind of exaggeration calling to mind the need for us to be attentive to ourselves and our own need for growth before we too quickly pass judgment on others. That whole theme of not being judgmental is such a part of the teaching of Jesus. Of course, we all judge. We all do need to make judgments at times. But then there is that kind of judgmental judgment, that kind of evaluative or critical judgment without knowing all the facts. I think in some ways of a great line that a Dominican friend of mine, now deceased, often would say, "It's hard to see the whole picture when you're inside the frame." It's hard to see the whole picture when you're inside the frame. None of us sees the whole picture. In a sense, that way of putting it lies within Catherine of Siena's own explanation of why we ought not judge that she gives us in her dialogue. Basically, she tells us, when we judge precipitously, judgmentally, when we judge, we are putting ourselves in the position of God. None of us has God's vision, God's wisdom, God's perspective, God's understanding of the whole picture. And therefore, in a way, when we judge, we play God. And so it might be helpful for us to think, as I am drawn to some form of, say, fraternal-like correction of my brother or sister, to ask myself the question first, am I here playing God? It may be that a very charitable thing is to share an observation with my brother or sister to help them in their spiritual journey. But most often what goes on in the corners of our mind, or when we too quickly spout in the presence of others a criticism of someone, is that we have not stopped to think. We have not stopped to ask ourselves the question, how might God perceive this? Certainly, I wouldn't know. And it might cause me then to take pause, at least, before I too quickly judge. And so the graphic image brings it home. Why is it that we so quickly jump to take a look at, to talk about the splinter in someone else's eye when we are unwilling to take a look at our own? Jesus sees this as hypocrisy. That is, I suppose, what it is. Therefore, let us not be hypocritical and choose to play God when that's not who we are. Let us be more cautious in our judgments and critique, and let us see if we can't judge as God would judge, which is always with a heart of charity.